Hey everybody, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we're taking a deep dive into security in the world of Microsoft 365, as we're joined by Guillaume Vauvert, Director of Product Innovation for SureWeb. We talk about the security challenges around M365 and how SureWeb helps its MSP customers make their customers more secure in the cloud. We walk through its Office Protect offering, a set of security best practices for 365, and Office Protect Alliance, its more hands-on approach for MSPs that need or want a little more help. We talk about the philosophy behind their offerings and get some thoughts on the best practices for integrating this kind of security into a managed services bundle. We also talk a bit about how the threatscape is evolving and how SureWeb will evolve Office Protect to keep pace. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with SureWeb's Guillaume Vauvert. Guillaume, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to pick your mind a little bit on security around Microsoft 365. And now, obviously, Microsoft 365, Office 365 back in the day, has been kind of the biggest cloud productivity type service for businesses, probably, if not number one, no, I would say number one in terms of on-ramps for MSPs. It's one of the most frequent starting points for a lot of solution providers, particularly around cloud. But as a widely used tool that is also home to a lot of very important data for a lot of organizations, what are kind of the challenges that you see in security? Can you help me kind of set up the scene on the security challenges that you face with 365?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think just to go back on what you were saying about how it's becoming like a better and better target, really is, it seemed to have followed like the classical curve when it comes to cybersecurity, which is something becomes popular because of how good it is and marketing and all that stuff. And it's what people want. And then it gets to a critical mass. And then the evil actors realize, well, this is where our effort will be well invested. Like it is now sadly all about return on investment, right? For everything to do with hacking and all that. Like it is a business and they're trying to make it profitable. So the attackers, they migrate to the most popular platform where the most valuable information, data, people will be. And that's when the cybersecurity realize like, well, we have a problem here and we need to sort of focus on this now. And I think that's really the curve that was followed by Microsoft 365, because as you mentioned, it is just about the most popular software product that there is. Like it's in a borderline monopoly situation, and I don't think that's going away. And for most small, medium businesses, to sort of go into your question, what the challenges are, Microsoft 365 is the business critical system. Like if you work with a lot of smaller businesses, you often realize that they run their business through Excel and Exchange or Outlook. Like that is their ERP. Like nobody's running SAP. Like nobody has those very large systems. So it's kind of an interesting situation where there's more and more attacks. Like there's no denying it. There's statistical evidence, and then there's just anecdotal evidence where you hear about it all the time, and you see more and more people becoming victims. But the budget to deal with that cybersecurity, the technical knowledge, the time that they have to invest is not increasing. If anything, it is much harder to hire somebody in cybersecurity now than it was 10 years ago. There's such high demand for it, and it all feels like it's kind of slipping away from people where this should become more and more standard practice. Everybody should be doing it. A lot of time should be invested. The hurdles to do it correctly are becoming bigger and bigger. And not just that, but it's made worse by the complexity that's increasing. If you look, and it's one of the things that I love about Microsoft 365, don't get me wrong, but if you look at the new things that are introduced each month, it's a long list compared to an update to Office every 2-3 years.
Yeah.
It's 10 new features every month. And then all of those features generally have a cybersecurity component. Like you have to think about this new feature, about how it impacts your posture, anything you should do different, anything you should audit, any new configuration you need to learn about and everything like that. And all those things kind of put together puts us in a situation where small, medium businesses and even small enterprise are having a hard time sort of keeping up and staying safe, really. The people that they turn to really are MSPs, managed service providers, but it's sort of just passing the buck along where the MSP have similar problems where how do I hire two or three cybersecurity specialists so I can serve my clients? And that becomes a problem. I think, honestly, we at SureWeb, we work very closely with managed service provider. They're our first customers. And I think they're doing a very, very commendable job. Like, I think they're doing great. But we're still seeing like a challenge there, definitely a big challenge where when it comes to staffing and keeping up to the technical and everything. So that combined with the quality of the attacks, which is also increasing, and we could talk about that a little bit. It all sort of sets the stage for a situation that doesn't seem to be getting better. Like, if I had to say, I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but I think we're trending downwards when it comes to making sure that everybody is safe to a level that they should be.
That's as you say, not the direction we'd like to see it going, especially when as you say, you know, MSPs are doing a good job of keeping up with this. But you know, you paint a picture sort of almost the proverbial the little kid with the finger in the hole in the dike, and there's another one and another one, another one, another one, and you just eventually can't keep up with that. So what are you guys, what's your approach? How are you guys helping MSPs address this challenge?
Yeah, and that's a very loaded question. Like, obviously, I could just say, well, we have the greatest products and services, and that's how we address it. But let's back up just a little bit to what brought initial success to SureWeb was really when we made hosted Exchange available to small, medium businesses. So we made enterprise-grade email available to everybody. Mm-hmm. So before that, like, it was either free emails, which it is what it is when you're running a business, not the best, or it was a very poorly outfitted Exchange server in your closet, like no redundancy, no redundant internet connection, probably poorly patched, et cetera, et cetera. So we made accessible like enterprise grade email to everybody, $10 a month, like per user. So even people that had 5 employees could get it. So our general mindset when it comes to cybersecurity is to try to reproduce a little bit of the same thing where we want to give enterprise type, enterprise quality results to and make them accessible to small, medium businesses, to MSPs, like give them tools that make sense for them. I say enterprise result and not enterprise products. And that's a very conscious like choice of word. Mm-hmm. I don't think when it comes to cybersecurity, a solution is to make the very complex products that are accessible to enterprise, make them accessible, like cheaper and make them accessible to SMB. I think we would just be putting them in a tough situation. And I think, well, so if we have some people that have gone through the integration of cybersecurity software, I think most people have gone through one where it's put into place and it's either never configured properly or it produces so much noise that after a few months, nobody's looking at it. So what we want is really to focus on outcomes, and we want to address that by having a simple solution or complex products that are tied to simple services that we render, and then make a positive, like valuable outcomes for the businesses accessible easily. So no upfront costs, no long-term contracts, like price that makes sense. Because at the end of the day, you can say like, and I'm rambling a little bit, but the cybersecurity industry has a bit of an approach where they'll present a product that helps your security and they'll present it in a way that they just basically are implying that you're crazy if you're not using it. Oh, you're not doing those things. Then you're not securing your business. You're irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. But that approach really doesn't take into consideration budgets and constraints, technical constraints and all those things. And I think that's doing a big disservice to the actual businesses that need cybersecurity. So we're trying to put that aside, make it accessible, give it a good price, and give good outcomes that fit what they're trying to secure. So that's always security. It's easy to have perfect security. You turn everything off, you unplug it from the internet, nobody accesses to anything, and then you have perfect security. It's always to have the proper security for your reality. And that's what, that's really what we're focusing on.
Okay. You guys have a, couple of, offerings in the space, as I understand it, with sort of the add-on approach and then, and over and above that approach, a more managed security kind of approach. Can you, you kind of walk us through those, the basically the ideas behind those two offerings and how MSPs use them?
Yeah. So one of the things that we did to sort of put our money where our mouth is when it comes to offering something that fits MSP reality, specifically small, medium businesses, like even to mid-market, is Office Protect. Office Protect is a software as a service created 100% internally at SureWeb. And it is meant to help secure Microsoft 365. So it's not reinventing the wheel. It's meant to be easy to use, affordable, easy to procure, install, configure, maintain, like all those things, a minimum investment of time and effort, and then give you a good base security for Microsoft 365. The thing with Microsoft 365 is, and that's a compliment to Microsoft, is there's a lot of security controls in it now. Like it offers a lot of security, but it, there's a couple of things. One, a lot of it is extra, so you have to pay for it, which is always a bit of a challenge for our small medium businesses. And two, there is a assumption of investment where they expect you to invest time, money, and technical knowledge, like training and everything, to be proficient with it. So we created Office Protect really to give you sort of a shortcut. So you'll go in. It does two things. Very simple. It helps configure best practice configuration for Microsoft 365. We'll give you templates of configuration, a bunch of controls that are in 12 different places if you go to the Microsoft 365 portal, are now in a single pane of glass. We'll give you a template. You want this kind of outcome? Here's our recommendation for configuration. Give you the ability to customize all that, save it, apply it to your customers, and then apply it to your next customers, and then have the peace of mind that all your customers are configured in the proper way, which is one of the big challenges if you're doing cybersecurity for small companies. The other thing that it does is active monitoring. So it will, the software will subscribe to every, just about every source of information from Microsoft 365, and it will turn the this deluge of information into a small set of events that mean something. And it will be sent to you with clear information, and then we'll give you a good lead on what to do next on that information. We try to make it also almost only actionable items. So one of the big flaws of cybersecurity system is noise. And we'll send you like, hey, somebody tried and failed to log into your Microsoft 365.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? Like, what do you do with that information? What action do you take? And then that's how quickly people sort of get disinterested from that flow of information. So we try to make it that if I send something, it means something has happened and you need to take action as much as possible. It's not perfect. We're working on it, but it is very focused, and we try to make it as whatever the quiet as possible would be, or targeted as possible. So that's the software itself. It's accessible to our partners. I don't know if we want to get into the specifics of pricing, but we have partner discounts and everything, good margins on it. And without going too far into the commercial aspects, it's also a great way to diversify your Microsoft 365 offer, which is the challenge that everybody has. Even like we have that challenge. Selling a license is selling a license. Your Microsoft 365 is sadly the exact same as everybody else's Microsoft 365. Well, once you introduce the concept of a more managed Microsoft 365, including cybersecurity, then you can really propose something that is unique to your customers. And then the idea is Office Protect is a bit of a cheat to do that. Like, tell the clients you're monitoring this, monitoring that, preventing this, preventing that. And then in the back end, just use Office Protect and invest very little time into each and every customer. So the perception of value for your customer is really big. Like you're doing a lot of things for them, important things. And then your cost is very low and the amount of effort that you have to invest is very low. So that's that was the idea when we created it, is to allow our partners to have a unique Microsoft 365 offer. So that's the software. We offer it. You can get it for free if you, well, so you can try it for free. You can have it on your own tenant for free as a partner and see what it's all about. Give it a shot. And after that, we include it for 30 days in about just every about basic or standard plan of Microsoft 365. So if you get a normal Microsoft 365 plan, it has Office Protect for 30 days. You can use it to set the configurations which doesn't cost you anything, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And after that, see 30 days of event to see what kind of situation this tenant is in, anything weird going on. So even if you don't keep the product, you'll still get value out of it by coming to Sherwin and giving it a shot. But after that, hopefully we feel that the value will sort of prove itself and you will keep the product. So that's the software itself. That's the sort of unmanaged offer. You get access to software, you use it. It's fairly easy. Most people find it pretty straightforward. We had feedback that even that was a little bit too much, and not so much that partner couldn't do it, but really don't have time. It's nice. Information's nice, but I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
So we went one step further and introduced a managed version of Office Protect. So we call it Office Protect Alliance. Officially, it would fall in the category of MDR, so Managed Detection and Response. Mm-hmm. And basically, to explain it in a single sentence, the difference is instead of you getting the alerts from Office Protect, we get the alerts and we deal with them. We would do the investigation, the analysis, check if it's a false positive, because they obviously will happen sometimes. Gather all the information, prepare it to a case, and then if it's really something, if it's nothing, then you don't even hear about it. It's documented. You have access to it. You can share that information with your client when you want to, but you don't get bothered by it. If it's really something, if there's something going on security-wise, then you get contacted, but you don't just get contacted. You get sort of it's like being the president. You get a security briefing. You get the exact information. You get the detail, IP addresses, like where they're from, why, history of what the user did before they did that action, things like that. And then really that gives you a very targeted path to intervention or remediation with your customers. We don't, like, and I want to be very transparent, it's not managed security in the sense that we don't now become owner of all the security of your customer. Mm-hmm. We really are there to give you the information and allow you to do your job, which is intervene. And that's what partners have been asking us. I don't want you to take my place. Like, that's not what I'm looking for. I want to keep the client relationship. I want to show my value to my customer. What I want is not to check alerts anymore, not have to do the investigation, like the boring stuff. Why don't you do the boring stuff? And at SureWeb, we're a bit of what's the word in English? Masochists, where we go, yeah, great. we'll do the terrible job that nobody wants to do.
We will do it at scale. Woo!
That's right. And that's how it makes sense for us. Obviously, like, that's no secret. We're not trying to hide it. The way that it's profitable for us is because we have hundreds of thousands of clients, and we can do it for a large number of clients, make it very efficient, automate, use systems. We'll use the complex system that make it easy once you've set them up and everything, because it makes sense for us at the scale that we're at. So that's kind of the two main products that we've introduced that are really homebrewed and our own solution that were from the ground up designed for MSPs.
All right. And the idea here, I guess, is that this is sort of a single point to help secure Microsoft 365, as opposed to maybe other tactics, which would involve stitching together a lot of different solutions and a lot of different skill sets and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, we're not pretending that there's no other way to do this. Microsoft has a number of what I call fancy products for security that are available for Microsoft 365. And I'm not poking fun. They're really, really good. Mm-hmm. Except, like, each one of them is an investment in time and technical knowledge and all that stuff. Like, we're really trying to sort of skip all that and give you a more simple, straightforward product. It may not fit for everybody. We have clients that have very complex situation when it comes to cybersecurity, and then we'll sit down with them and talk about something much more involved. It's not a bad thing, because it's a good opportunity for a partner to make more money. The idea with Office Protect and Office Protect Alliance is it's a great place to get started. Like, it has value for everybody. It makes sense. The pricing is realistic, reasonable for all types of company. But if you have, like, I don't know, a research and development or a pharma company, well, that's a bigger opportunity when it comes to cybersecurity, and there's much more that could be discussed. But for the mechanic shop on the corner, for the small shop that does, like, I don't know, furniture or something, they probably are currently underserved when it comes to cybersecurity. They most definitely use Microsoft 365. It's time to do something. Like, let's be honest. Like, let's get serious and get stuff done.
Absolutely. I'm curious, you know, you mentioned sort of the role that it can play in differentiation, and it's so you're not just selling a license as a license as a license as a license. You're adding a lot more ongoing value. Given that, do you find a lot of your MSP customers present, do they present the security offering as kind of an add-on, or is it more of a, this is what you get if you buy through us? You know,
yeah, that's a good question.
You pay a little bit more for it, but this is how we do.
So the answer, what do most partners do, is, or what do most successful partners do, is a little bit different. Yeah, let me give you the best case scenario, like what we see the most success with these days. And we're in a good, it's an interesting time where there's a lot of demand for it. So it,
yeah,
desperate, like I understand being hungry, like, I've been in companies where we were closer to from closing than to be successful. You'll take any customer and you'll take them whichever way they want to, like they want to come to you. You'll go, yeah, great, we'll do everything. And I understand that. But let me give you the people that have built an offering that allows them to be successful and more profitable. Generally, stay away from that. Like that's worst case scenario where you say yes to everything. What they do generally is, they'll present their offer, they'll present that added value, that differentiation, and they'll say, it's a bit of a take it or leave it. Obviously, they'll have option, like different things to fit different people, but they have a clear definition of what it is to be serviced by them. And that generally includes cybersecurity. Cybersecurity, it shouldn't be an option, because really, if you present it as an option to your client, as a client, I would be very suspicious. Like, you mean I can have your service in an unsecure manner? Like, there's something wrong here. What we see success is, where we see the most success and most profitable is, people will standardize their offer.
Okay.
I'm happy, like, here's my proposal. Here's what I will do for you. And you have to present that value, because otherwise the rest of it doesn't sound right. But so you're proposing your value. You're going to say, here's why it's going to work properly. Here's what we're going to do for you. Here's the type of outcome you should expect. But to get that, it means I'm replacing, let's say, your router firewalls, your antivirus. I'm implementing my security for Microsoft 365 this way, and these are non-negotiable. Like, you cannot, like, either you want a good experience and that's how I provide it, or you want to work with someone else. I will not provide a bad experience. Right. And that seemed to really, like, if it's presented well in the sense that your offer is clear and addresses the pain point of customers, they will respect the fact that you're saying, you know, everything that I said that sounded great, almost too good to be true, I have a specific recipe to accomplish it, and you have to respect that.
Right.
And that's where we've seen the most success, is people that have integrated, and then specifically about Office Protect, the people that have the most success, they've integrated into the operation. So they'll present it, like, I do this for your Microsoft 365. I'll watch for this type of attack. I'll prevent this type of attack. I'll detect these type of actions. I'll do these things. And they don't talk about Office Protect. They say, right, I do this for you. Don't worry about how. Like don't worry about the magician behind the drapes. And then they use Office Protect, and they do it in a as automated as possible way, standardized, low effort, low touch points. So that's what we see mostly, is that sort of, here's the great outcome I will bring, but here's how I will bring it. And that is fairly non-negotiable, because otherwise people know, like, people that have been in business for a little bit, if they have to manage 8 different type of routers and 6 different type of endpoints, that's when your profit margins go away, or your outcomes become pretty flaky. Like, if you can standardize on one way to operate, it becomes so much easier. Easier means more efficient. More efficient means more profitable from what we've seen.
All right. Great. So we talked about sort of the simplicity model. We talked about kind of the philosophy, I think, behind how you guys are approaching this. Can you share a little bit about where you see, I guess, both a little bit the threatscape, but especially the offerings? Where do you see them going in the near future in terms of roadmap or direction or that sort of thing?
Yeah. I'll start with the roadmap at SureWeb, because I think that's easier, and then we can talk about the threatscape, because that's a bit more of a crystal ball type of thing. Like, it's tougher, but it makes for an interesting conversation, I find. As far as SureWeb, what we're doing is we're trying to expand the service that we will offer in the model that I discussed before. So our goal is not to go from simple to complex. Our goal is to widen that simplicity and offer it on more things. Mm-hmm. So right now we're focusing on Microsoft 365 with Office Protect and the management of it. Well, we want to do this for endpoint protection. We want to do this for email security. We want to do it for online backup and offer all those things as a managed service. Our focus has always been on cloud services. So we want to stay on that. And that's what we know anyway. So we want to offer the cloud services that we offer. We want to also offer as a managed offering. When it comes to cybersecurity, we're not, when we say managed offered, sometimes we get in a bit of a misunderstanding with our partners. We're not looking to do their job. We're looking to do the job that they don't want to do. And when it comes to cybersecurity, that seems to be pretty common, that it's very hard for them to sort of execute on that. And it's not for a lack of competence or anything like that. It's just the staff's not available. It's very specific subjects, things like that. So our goal is to apply that same secret sauce of simplicity and accessibility to more and more of our offers and widen that scope that we give access to affordably, easily, very transparently. Also, we're very close to our partner and we like, there's a very close relationship when they use those services. If we're talking about where cybersecurity itself is going, that's first of all, it's not going away. So that's a safe bet. But after that, I think what we've seen, so there's the long tail of IT, right? I don't know if you're familiar with the concept, but like the things that feel like they're standard now, there's still like a big, big part of IT that hasn't gotten there yet. Like everybody thinks everybody's in the cloud. Well, I can tell you that's absolutely not the case and not even close, things like that. So when it comes to cybersecurity, it feels like a little bit of the same thing. So the concepts of, for example, zero trust, where there's a big focus shifting from securing networks and traffic to securing people, devices, and then access to data, like the data governance, is certainly one that I'm hoping to see sort of permeates through to a lot more of the industry and a lot more people. I think it will, simply because it's what makes sense for the type of services that we're now using and that we need to secure. So as more and more, as small businesses are relying more and more on cloud services, because why wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. And even software as a service, the old standards of security don't apply too well. I've often discussed the traditional approach was always to build castle wall around your enterprise and then the moat and then guard towers and everything.
Yeah.
Well, your data is not in your enterprise. It's in the cloud. Your users aren't on premise. They're working remotely. So what exactly are you securing?
You're putting that game.
It's an empty shell now, that all that security. And I think like if you talk to a cybersecurity expert, they go, yeah, obviously. That's why we have like CASB, cloud access security brokers and things like that. Like there's a big focus on it. That's why we have zero trust network access, things like that. But if you look at actual implementation to most businesses, that isn't reflected nearly as much. And it's still a very patchwork type of thing. Like the security of Microsoft 365 is the security of Microsoft 365. But what if you also use, I don't know, AWS? That's another set of security, another set of control. So it's going to be the standardization of all those things, trying to bring them from a single point of glass. Like I didn't talk about it a lot in our roadmap, but identity and access management, to me, is not a specific aspect of security. It's the core of modern security. Mm-hmm. And it's how you control those different systems that are all over the place and have all their own security and everything. For example, we introduced LastPass recently that offers something like that, that gives you an easy way to access, to control access to different services. So that philosophy, I think, is what's coming. If we go more towards the threat landscape, follow the money, basically. Whatever will make them the most money. What we've seen recently is obviously ransomware is not running out of steam anytime soon. And I personally really love the double whammy now that they apply, where it's blackmail and encryption, like crypto locking. Where you have to pay to get your data back. But not only that, if you don't pay, I'll send all that very delicate data to a bunch of people I shouldn't, and it's just, that's horrible. Like, that's just a bad situation. And we keep hearing about it. Like, I don't know, like, organization that you wouldn't expect to be exposed to it like that, the pipeline in the US, for example, that was such a bad outcome for a company that you would think would consider cybersecurity. Like, it's not a mom and pop shop or anything like that. Like, it's a big company that has like critical assets, and they know they have critical assets. Mm-hmm. And they were still very exposed and got owned by basically what was a untargeted attack.
Yeah.
Which, because between you and I, like, most of our clients and probably most of your listeners will not generally be targeted. Like, you won't have persistent threat working on their case for a long time. Mm-hmm. They'll be the targets of what we call drive-bys, scripted things, phishing campaigns and all that stuff. But even those are getting more and more sophisticated and more and more troublesome, where like it's using like very specific information about your company to build an automated email to get you to mm-hmm. click on a link, but it's using the right name, the right title of the employees and all that stuff in context. The other one that we see a lot, generally as a result of phishing, is a business email compromise. So people will, that's more of a persistent threat attack, but we're seeing it in smaller organizations now, which is very scary. They'll gain access to one account, which honestly, not that hard. And we could talk about that in just a second. And then once they have access, they'll just sit there and gather information and identify a very specific time to spring into action. What we've seen, I won't name organization or anything like that, but I can describe the attack, which is literally, they gain access, they monitor the information, they don't do anything. They understand who talks to who about like billing and wire transfers and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they identified a real bill that had to be paid. And then they intervene as that actual company that had an actual bill that really should be paid now. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, we're changing our bank information. Please send it here as the real name of the person to the right destination. How many people would catch that? Like, how do you go?
Yeah.
Nope. Like, it's the right person on the right subject at the right time, but I'm going to be suspicious and not listen to what they're saying. And the person that has to say that is your account payable person, not a cybersecurity expert. So we're seeing more and more of those, and that those are pretty troublesome, to say the least. Like, definitely not something that you want to see, but we're seeing it more and more. And again, there's statistics for that. I won't bore you with statistics, but Microsoft 365 is the most targeted platform just because it's simple. It's not because it's insecure. It's very secure. It's because it's where most people are easily. Like, it's where the most people are. So that's what's targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And that has always been how the attackers function.
All right. No, makes sense. We've covered a lot of territory and provided some great best practices in there, I think. Guillaume, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's not all doom and gloom. We'll get there.
Always a little bit of positivity.
Yes. One layer at a time when it comes to security.
There you have it, the rundown on security in a Microsoft 365 world from Sureweb's Guillaume Boisvert. I'd like to thank Guillaume for joining us for the podcast, thank Sureweb for their support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week, but between now and then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. And if you should feel so inclined, please do rate and review the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe up there, and I'll see you around the channel.